he has been invited, but because of the challenges they will face with the Rome Statute, the South African government will be forced to arrest him. So President Ramaphosa hopes that there'll be a change of heart, that the president of Russia will decide not to come. At the moment, it is up to the Russian government to decide whether it's coming. But the Chinese government is also keen on having Putin, because it makes no sense for them to come to South Africa and a big player like Russia is not there. So that is where the challenge is.
So are you saying that China would like for Russia to attend?
Yeah, the China is very clear that if the summit takes place, Russia should be there because it makes sense. Remember, South Africa is a junior partner and probably the most junior partner in BRICS. So it makes no sense for China to come and a partner like Russia is not there. But what Ramaphosa was hoping and the South African government was hoping is that because of the ongoing war in Ukraine, Putin might consider having to resolve and to attend to an immediate challenge that he's facing rather than to come to South Africa. But we also know that if Putin comes, despite the fact that South Africa says it will have to arrest him, we know as a matter of fact that they will not have the capability, even the willingness to do so.
So, Professor, in a way, South Africa is caught in a bind because on the one hand, if President Putin does come to South Africa, President Ramaphosa may decide whether to arrest or not to arrest him. If he doesn't arrest him, he's also in trouble with, say, countries like the United States in terms of relations.
Definitely. And this is what you get when your decisions are not principled. And the unfortunate thing with the U.S., or you could say South Africa versus the U.S., is that the U.S. is one of our major trading partners. Our trade with Russia is minuscule. So the economic consequences are dire. And this is what the business in South Africa is saying, is to say, we don't have much trade with Russia. Why would you want to risk our economic relations and trade relations with the U.S. and the West? And for some, they would also go to court later to say the president, his actions are treasonous, that he's not acting in the interest of the country. So he is in a bind. But that's what happens when you are not principled.